We're joined right now by the mayor of Marysville, Dan Damon. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Happy Summerfest.
Thank you very much. Happy Summerfest to you, too.
If summer would ever get here. Let's talk about this a little bit. This is your last summer as the mayor of Marysville. You're not running for re-election this year.
That is correct. This is the last summer, and... You know, I have been blessed, without any question. I've been blessed to serve the people of Marysville as its mayor for the last 6 years and 2 years before that on council, so 8 years total. A huge part of my life, and I will miss it greatly. It wasn't. I'm not going to say that. The decision that I'm making is one that's probably been in the works for a little bit from a professional level, but it's not easy to leave the city. You know, it really isn't. I didn't grow up here, but when I decided to run for city council, the city really embraced that, and I had an immense amount of support and did really well in that first election. And we just kind of carried that momentum into the run for mayor 6 years ago. I can't believe it's been 6 years, to be really honest with you. But, you know, and it's been nice. I had run unopposed the last two elections, which tells me, there's two thoughts out there on that. The first is nobody else wants a job. Or the second thought is that people think that, what we're doing is right and we're going in the right direction and they're going to allow us to continue that, and I think it's the latter. I really do.
How has Marysville changed in the 8 years that you've been on the council and as mayor?
So that's a great question, because I think it's kind of a multifaceted answer. You would think we rehearsed this, but we really didn't, right? When years ago, I think things were just done differently, right? Marysville was an island, St. Clair was an island, Moraine City was an island, and within that island you relied on the people that were on that island with you to do what's in the best interest of that particular city or village, if it's KPAC or, but what's changed is I feel that we have really brought Marysville into the mainstream, and that is I don't want to bag on prior councils or say that they, but as times change, you have to evolve to be successful, and I think that that's one thing we were able to do. You know, when I ran for mayor, one of the things that I think that I brought to the table was a list of professional contacts. You know, people that I knew personally and people that I knew professionally that I thought we could thereafter rely on as a city to help us get done what we needed to do. And there is reciprocity in that too. We opened Marysville up to others and others opened Marysville up to them. And you've seen it, Paul, because you have toured around. You know, you've been to a multitude of events. You have Mayor Repon and James Freed and Georgia Baldwin and people from down in St. Clair. And what you're hearing is that as the time has changed and people have evolved, there is this collaboration that we didn't have 10 years ago. But one of the biggest differences, I think, because I think that without that collaboration, we wouldn't have been able to get anything else done. So when you ask, what are the biggest changes? The biggest change is the collaboration, the communication, the getting along with others, the mentality that we are all going to play in the same sandbox. You know, it's nice to be able to, if there is an issue that's going to involve Marysville, it's nice that I can call, literally on my cell phone, right? I can call our local state representative, or I can call our state senator. And it's not a, when I call them, it's not a, who is this and what do you want? It's a, hey, Dan, how you doing? Right. what's going on in Marysville? Or I can call our United States congressman, or I can call our U.S. senator. You see Kevin Ritt at a lot of events. You see Gary Peters at a lot of events. You see Paul Mitchell at a lot of events, or you see Ed Smith, his representative. You see Shane Hernandez everywhere, and Dan Lauer's everywhere, and now Gary Eisen, our news. So we have really embraced that communication, and now we are working with the county. Duke Dunn, who used to serve as one of our city council members and former mayor pro tem, he is now our county commissioner. So we've got these direct lines to different state and local entities that really have been able to bridge the gap that we weren't able to bridge before.
I think it's especially interesting that, Randy talked about this last hour, about the pride that people in Marysville have about their community. Absolutely. I think people in St. Clair are proud to be from St. Clair. Marine City, my gosh, those people are extremely proud of what their town's done, in Port Huron, Fort Gratiot, et cetera. Everybody is proud of their own communities, but they are, as you said, working together. Those walls aren't up the way that they used to be. And what's good for Marysville, my gosh, it's DTE property. If that takes off the way that you and others think that it's going to, that's going to be great for Port Huron and St. Clair and Marine City.
That's right. You know, I've probably been quoted as saying at least 100 times at this point, is that rising tide, it raises all ships. And that's the God's honest truth. The Marysville DTE plant, when that came down, from the moment that we knew that it was going to be sold, I said, this is the economic linchpin, you know, for the next few years, because I think it's a draw. Now, if you take that and you add that, or you combine that with the Hotel Harrington, the St. Clair Inn, the City Flats Hotel, even what Larry Jones is doing up in Port Huron with all of his buildings, there is a sense of synergy here that is really difficult to bridle. And I agree with you 100%. I think that when you take a look at what's going to happen with that DTE site, I think the sky is the limit.
The one thing that we're going to have to do, though, is communicate that to people outside of St. Clair County.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the key to all this is, we've got great things going on here, and I think it's happening. I think you see people coming here from Metro Detroit, from Flint, from Ontario, but we got to keep that drumbeat going, don't we?
Well, and, one of the keys for that is, and I really want to give credit where credit is due, right? So Randy Fernandez went down to down in Detroit about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, and I believe it was a Hispanic leadership type of council or meeting or event, and he was being recognized as being, I think, the first city manager of Hispanic descent in the state of Michigan. And they had a keynote speaker there, and after that event, everybody wanted to talk to the keynote speaker, but Randy, he kind of sought out the representatives from Crane Detroit Business, and he said, listen, you need to know what's going on here. And I don't know if it was let me get back to you type of thing. And this person said, hey, Randy, here's my card. There's a lot of times where people hand out business cards as a way of parting.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if you don't want Randy Fernandez to call you, then don't give him your business card. That's the bottom line, because he hounded this person until finally they said, okay, we'll come up and see what you have. And just as I was saying before, Paul, by the time that happened, this meeting with Cranes, even though Randy, kind of got the ball rolling on that, when Cranes came to visit, we didn't seclude Cranes in the city of Marysville and say, this is what we have going on. We said, look, this is what our county has to offer. And Jeff Bohm is in the room, and I think Randy Myers from the Community Foundation, and, these stakeholders. And I can't remember exactly who was there, but, the Don Fletchers of the world, right? I mean, the people that really have a heart for this community, when I say the community, it's the entire Blue Water area. They were there. And so that recognition has been parlayed with Cranes. Now they're doing, kind of an annual story. The where you just were a couple of weeks ago, the Michigan Policy Conference.
Yep.
I think St. Clair County has made an impact there. The river has always flowed south, the sky has always been blue, and the grass has always been green, but the people have changed. And really working together has been something that has benefited every community. You've got excellent, excellent, excellent leadership in this community right now, and I'm saying the greater Blue Water area.
What do you hope to accomplish as mayor in your final months here in Marysville as the mayor?
Paul, we've been able to accomplish so much in the last 6 years, and really the last piece of the puzzle for me is I did not want to leave office without getting DTE sold. I knew, well, I was hopeful that we might be able to get a shovel in the ground, but with some of the things that the new buyer has run into, it's going to be a little bit later, but they're still in the planning process. You know, they've got great people working, Vince Cataldo as their architect, working on that, and they're working on the design. So it's moving ahead. But it really is just shoring up a couple of the little things. There's a couple of projects with the park that I'd like to see finished. But I think that, for the most part, we have accomplished everything that I, at least as mayor, have set out to accomplish in my tenure. Now, my focus is going to be making sure that that trend can continue. So I really just want a smooth succession. So there's only one person running for mayor. That's former Mayor Pro Tem, Wayne Pyden. And he and I have been talking, after just about every council meeting, and we'll continue to, have lunch or have dinner and get together and just kind of create a great succession plan so that hopefully the city does not, skip a beat. We've got an election coming up here in November. We know who the next mayor is going to be. There's a couple people running for council. You're going to see one new face at least. But the hope is that we can get on the same page, in December with a new council, new mayor, as kind of what we have going on right now, and just continue to ride this momentum.
Well, we appreciate you letting us kick off our summer tour here in Marysville.
As it should be, Paul. I wouldn't have it any other way.
And whatever you can do as the mayor to keep the sun shining this weekend, do it.
Yeah, there's a special edict that I'm going to issue here shortly. The sun is not allowed to leave until Monday morning.
Until Summerfest is over.
You got it.
Mayor Dan Damon, thanks for having us here. Appreciate
Thank you,
very
Paul.
Much. Dan
thanks
Damon,
for coming.
Mayor of Marysville with us on WPHM.